Yud Beis Kislev, Friday the 19th of November, Rabbi Michoel Jablunovitz, the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos.
Okay, thank you very much. It's nice to be back here. Thank you. I was asked to speak on a topic, on a halachic topic that connects to the parsha. So I thought I would begin by just pointing out exactly how this topic, Oneg Shabbos, connects to the parsha. And the answer is, there is a famous pasuk psukim in the Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, pasuk Gimel, Im Toshiv Mishabos Raglecha, Asos Chafatzecha B'yom Kodshi, V'karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, V'kdosh Hashem Mechubad V'chibadato Me'asos Terechecha M'imtzol Cheftzecha V'daber Dovar. We'll see in a moment that the Rambam derives from this pasuk both the mitzvahs of Oneg Shabbos and the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. Then the last pasuk, Oz Tisanaga Lashem Yirkavticha Al Bomasei Oretz V'chalticha Nachalas Yaakov Avicha Kipi Hashem Diber. I will feed you literally the portion of Yaakov Avicha, Yaakov your father. And Rashi here explains Nachalo below Mitzarim. Everybody knows that the Nachalo of Yaakov Avinu is a portion without any borders, a limitless portion, Kemo Shenemar, as we learned in last week's Parsha, Uforatz to Yom of Akedma, Loka Abraham Shenema Ha'oretz Asher Atoroeh, not like Abraham, that it was a specific Ha'oretz Asher Atoroeh. Yaakov, his portion was Beli Mitzarim. Why is it that somebody who keeps the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, it's specifically the portion of Yaakov that he gets? Why not Avram? Why is it more limited? Aretz Asher Atoroeh, says Rashi, finishing up, according to Chazal, the Yaakov Shomer Es Shabbos. It's because Yaakov kept Shabbos. Shenemar Vayichan Es Pnei Ha'ir Shekova Tchumim Im Dindu Mechama Kafir Shrebi Shimshon. We have in this week's Parsha, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. And then the pasuk concludes by Yichan es Pnei Ha'ir, Chazal say Nichnas b'dimdu mechama. Yaakov Avinu came into Shechem as the sun was setting, right? Mikan shekova Yaakov tchumim. Excuse me. And from here we see that Yaakov established a ruvei tchumim. So since Yaakov is the only one, it's true Chazal teach us that the other avos kept all of the mitzvahs, but Yaakov is the only one that there's a specific reference to Shmira Shabbos, that Yaakov Shomar is a Shabbos, from this week's Parsha. And from there we say, therefore, someone who's Ma'aneg is a Shabbos, Tzigmarin in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, someone who's Shomar is a Shabbos, he receives the portion of Yaakov Avinu, a Nachola below Mitzarim. That's the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. And Rashi here expands more by connecting it to the Pasuk in this week's parsha. So as we said, there's two mitzvahs that are learned from that pasuk in Yeshayahu: Kovet Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. And can't really talk about the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, or perhaps the best way of talking about the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is by contrasting it somewhat with the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. Not always clear what's the difference between Kovet Shabbos as opposed to Oneg Shabbos. So the Rambam in Perek Lamed in Hilcha Shabbos says, Halacha Aleph teaches us, Arba Devarim Nemru B'Shabbos Shnayim in Torah, Shnayim in Divrei Sofer. There are four mitzvahs we have on Shabbos. Two are from the Torah, to a midivrei sofrim, right? Here the Rambam means from midivrei Kabbalah, from the Nevi'im. Midivrei sofrim, hein mufurashin adei ha-Nevi'im. Shebet Torah zachor v'shomer, the mitzvahs from the Torah are zachor v'shomer, mitzvahs asay of zachor, yom ha-Shabbos ha-Kacho, making kiddush, and mitzvah shomer, of course, the negative, the los asay of refraining from doing malacha. V'shen esparshu adei ha-Nevi'im, kavod v'oineg shenemar v'karosu l'Shabbos oineg. That's the pasuk we just saw in Sefer Yeshayahu, Oneg Shabbos and Kovet Shabbos. What are they? So then the Rambam goes on and explains. I'm not going to read the whole Rambam, but I'm going to point out a few highlights, and from there we'll be able to understand what exactly the Rambam is teaching us. This is the Rambam in Halacha Beis Ezu Kovet. What's Kovet Shabbos? Mitzvah al Adam lirchos ponav yodav raglu b'chan be'ershem ne'kovet Shabbos. An example of Kovet Shabbos is, it's a mitzvah on a person to bathe himself in warm water, in hot water, on Erev Shabbos. wraps himself in tzitzis, and he sits and he waits to greet the Shechina. Right? Next halacha gimel. Right? We all put on clean clothes for Shabbos. That's another expression of covered Shabbos. Halacha dalet, interesting. So far it's like what you're supposed to do, right? You wear clean clothes, you bathe yourself. Halacha dalet, says the Rambam, one may not sit down and have a su'uda on Erev Shabbos. We're not going into details of when you're not allowed to sit down and have it, but we'll just speak in terms of the concept. One may not sit down and have a su'uda on Erev Shabbos, mipnei kovid ha-Shabbos, because of the mitzvah of kovid Shabbos. One more halach in kovid Shabbos, very important. Misadar adam shulchano be'erev Shabbos, a person should set his table on Erev Shabbos. Be'aner daluk, and he should have a lit candle. The table is set to eat. Your bed is made. Okay, so we just have a list of a number of mitzvahs that are lichvod Shabbos, covered Shabbos. Then Halacha Zayin, Rambam says, Ezu Onik. What's Onik Shabbos? Says the Rambam, Zesh Omru Chachomlin, Shetzorach Letakein Tavshil Shamein B'yoser Mashkan B'vusam L'Shabbos. Onik Shabbos is to prepare a nice fatty dish and to prepare yourself something nice to drink. This is Onik Shabbos. Halacha Yud, Achilas Basar Ushtiyas Yain B'Shabbos Onik Ula. Says Beferish, eating meat and drinking wine is Onik. And one more halacha, Halacha Yadal, Tashmish Amita May Onik Shabbos. Tashmish Amita is also Onik Shabbos. So we have Kovet Shabbos and we have Onik Shabbos. What's the difference? They all seem to be, we make Shabbos nice, we prepare ourselves. Says the Vilna Gaon, in Pshat in the Rambam, there's a clear distinction between Kovet Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos is Erev Shabbos, and Onik Shabbos is Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos are all the preparations that I do before Shabbos. We notice some of the Rambam's explanations covered Shabbos involved a certain sense of anticipation and waiting for Shabbos to come in. I put on clean clothes, I bathe, I'm greeting, right? Rambam even says the greeting, the Shabbos Malka, right? Covered Shabbos are all the preparations that I do, set my table, light the candles, says the Rambam, we'll come back to that in a moment, light the candles, bathe, clean clothes, etc. That's covered Shabbos. Onik Shabbos is on Shabbos itself, right? The enjoyment, the oneg that I have on Shabbos, eating, drinking, Rambam includes Tashmi Shamita, that's Onik Shabbos. Okay, that's the difference between Kovet Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. And perhaps to highlight this distinction between Kovet Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, I want to get back to a moment. Hadlokas Ner on Shabbos, right? There's a big discussion by Hadlokas Neros on Shabbos, lighting Shabbos candles, and that will help us understand perhaps even clearer this distinction between Kovet Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. Here in Perek Lamed, the Rambam clearly says, we read it already, that having a candle lit, Shia Ner Doluk, is part of the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. However, it seems like the Rambam contradicts himself. Of course, if one would learn earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Hei, in Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam talks about Lokas Ner B'Shabbos, he says, Ein Rishus, it's not optional, one must light candles on Shabbos. Interesting that the Rambam says that, right? And the Rambam says, Umadlik Esaner, you light the candles, Shezeh Bichlal Oneg Shabbos. The Rambam here in Perek Hei says that lighting Shabbos candles is part of Onik Shabbos. And yet, in Perek Lamed here, where we're talking about the distinction between Kovet Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, the Rambam calls it Kovet Shabbos. So which one is it? The Rambam seems to contradict himself. So, the Brisker Rav explains that there's no contradiction here. The reason there's no contradiction is because both are true. Hadlokas Ner Shabbos has within it both the element of Kovet Shabbos, and it has the element of Onik Shabbos. The fact that I, before Shabbos, prepare my candles We're on the table. My table is set. V'yener doluk. I'm preparing my candles before Shabbos. I'm lighting Shabbos candles before Shabbos. Of course, you can't light the candles on Shabbos. So the fact that I light the candles before Shabbos, that is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. But the whole point of having the candles lit is in order to enhance my Onik Shabbos. It's part of the Onik Shabbos. It's in order to enhance my eating. I can't eat in the dark. Therefore, since I want to have candles lit while I am having my Shabbos meals, therefore Shabbos candles are also the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. So you see that they're both aspects. The Onik Shabbos and the Shabbos come into play with Halakas Neiros on Shabbos. Okay, so we see it together. Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. I want to point out to you a fascinating Tosfos that really highlights very clearly this point. There's two aspects of Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. First of all, Bechlal is a Machlokas. Rashi tells us, what is Hadlokas Neiros? What category does it fall into? Rashi calls it Kavod Shabbos, and Tosfos calls it Onik Shabbos. Okay, and Tosfos calls it Onik Shabbos. I want to focus on Tosfos for a minute because Tosfos brings a certain shita. There's a shita. Yeshir Rotsim Lomar says Tosfos. There's a shita that says that you don't make a bracha on Shabbos candles. So Jesus says you don't make a bracha on Shabbos candles. First, he gives one reason because chayva, when something is chayva, it means that you don't make a bracha. Like my machronim chayva, you don't make a bracha. Yeah, too. That's not what I want to talk about. The second reason that you don't make a bracha according to this shita in Tosfos, he says, what would the halacha be if you have a candle lit from before Shabbos? Right? I didn't light a candle lichvod Shabbos. I have one of those long running candles. It's been sitting there, it's sitting on my table Friday morning. And now it's before Shabbos. Says this shita, I don't have to light candles. I don't have to light Shabbos candles. No, maybe I have a candle there, so I don't have to light candles. Says this shita, the fact that you see that there's no obligation to extinguish the flame and relight the flame as a Shabbos candle, that shows me that there's no mitzvah, there's no bracha that I need to make on lighting Shabbos candles. Rabbeinu Tam, argues on that shita, and he says, no, we make a bracha on Shabbos candles, because everybody knows we make a bracha on Shabbos candles. Says we make a bracha on Shabbos candles, and says Rabbeinu Tam, in fact, were one to find a lit candle in his home before Shabbos, the halacha is, one must extinguish the candle, right, and relight it with a bracha. Right? That's machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and this other shita in the Tosfos. What are they arguing in? So this first shita clearly seems to hold the mitzvah is solely that there should be a lit candle on Shabbos. I would venture to say that shita is holding the only mitzvah of Shabbos candles is only Shabbos. She had ner doluk. The ikar is that it should be a lit candle. So as long as I have a lit candle, mainly that's good enough. Because the ikar mitzvah is only Shabbos. Comes Rabbeinu Tam and he says, no. Like the Rambam. There are two parts to the mitzvah. The first part is, I have to make an effort and make sure that I light a candle before Shabbos. So much so, as we said, that if I find a lit candle, I extinguish it and relight it with a bracha. And then, of course, Rabbeinu Tam agrees, this whole Tosfos is done with the Shita, that the mitzvah is Oynik Shabbos. So the first Shita is saying, that's all there is. That's all there is. The mitzvah is Oynik Shabbos, just make sure there's a lit candle. I don't need anything above and beyond that. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, there's two parts. I have to actively make sure that I light a candle before Shabbos, and that's Kavod Shabbos. And then, of course, that there should be a candle lit while I am having my Shabbos meal, the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Okay? So you see here with Halakas Ner Shabbos, the two, Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, seem to come together. There's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says like this. They used to have chuppas on Erev Shabbos. He discusses what happens if a woman goes to the chuppah that they had in Erev Shabbos, went for a long time, and she didn't get around to lighting Shabbos candles after Shkia already. So the Magen Avraham brings a shita, a fascinating shita. This is a Magen Avraham. You can tell a goy to light the candles. The goy will light the candle, right? And she'll make a bracha. That's how you take care of this problem. In any case, he was talking specifically about this case of a chuppah. But anytime a woman, according to this Magen Avram, a woman forgets to light Shabbos candles, have a goy light the candles, she'll make the bracha. This is a gemara, that's it, everything is fine. Excuse me?
Can you always ask the goy to do something for you?
We're talking about afterwards. I'm not saying this is halacha. This is not halacha anyway. Anyway, allow me to continue. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Says Rabbi Kiveger, how could the woman make a bracha on the candles that the guy is lighting? Right? There's no shlichas by a guy. May I point a Jew who can be a shaliach, so he does a mitzvah for me? I can make a bracha, right? But I'm appointing a guy to light the candles. There's no shlichas by a guy. How in the world can I make the bracha? So it's very interesting. It's very interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger bothered by? He's bothered by the bracha. He's bothered by the bracha. He's not bothered by the guy lighting the candle. Why? Because you see, how's the Magen Avraham holding? The Magen Avraham seems to hold more like that first sheet in Tosfos. The Iker is there should be a lit candle. It's not like the lighting of Shabbos candles itself is a ma'isa mitzvah. Like Rabbi Notam, covered Shabbos, a ma'isa mitzvah, covered Shabbos, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, right? The Iker is there should be a ner dolok, right? So you ask a guy.
So
there's a Rabbi Chanan that says there are some mitzvahs that the Iker is the totsa, the result. For example, and therefore, right? For example, what's a classic example of that? On Yontif, right, a Jew can be buried, we can make a Levayim Kvura by Goy.
Yontif Rishon,
second day could be by Yidden. We're not knowing that. It can be even though, we're talking about first day, Yontif Rishon could be by Alidei Amamin. That's what the Gemara says. How can you have a Goy do it? Because the Iker is that the person should be buried. Not that there's a Maitse Kvura. The Iker is the Totsa, the person should be buried. Here too, Magen Avraham seems to be saying the Iker is there should be a lit candle, not the mice of lighting the candles. Okay, therefore the Magen Avraham says you can tell the guy to light the candles.
So you're making a candle that the house is dark. You're assuming there's no other light. You could only be mechaber the guy. You could only ask the guy to light if the house was dark without that, according to this.
Could be, I don't know. Say, in other words, there's no other way. There's no one here at all. Say. This Magen Avraham is consistent with another Magen Avraham that he says in Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, a couple weeks before Chanukah, we can get in the halacha by Chanukah. Everybody knows. They will make a bracha lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins lahadlik ner Chanukah, and the Magen Avraham brings down a shita in the name of the Shulah to say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah as one word, shel Chanukah, not lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, a candle of Chanukah, but lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So the Shulah explains what the difference between lahadlik ner shel Chanukah is and lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, right? By Shabbos we say lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. So the difference is very simple. When someone lights a Chanukah candle, right, it's a chefzah shel mitzvah, it's a ner Chanukah, it's called a ner Chanukah. And there are halachas that are chal on this ner Chanukah. Right? I'm not allowed to get benefit from the Ner Chanukah. It's a Ner Shel Chanukah. When someone lights, this is all according to the Magen Avraham, right? When someone lights a Shabbos candle, there's nothing called, at least according to the Magen Avraham, nothing called a Shabbos candle. I'm not creating a Shabbos candle, right? I'm creating a candle that I can use for light on Shabbos. It's performing a function for me. It's a means that, in order to, as we said, to sit and eat my suda with light. That's the difference between Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles, according to the Magen Avraham. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Have a goy light it. You can have a goy light it. Right? That's the Magen Avraham Shita. So of course, we hold, right? We don't do it all day going, right? We light it ourselves to make a bracha like Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. So this has helped us understand what the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos is. The enjoyment, the eating, the drinking, the physical pleasures that I have on Shabbos. And since having a candle while I'm eating it enhances my pleasure of eating, it's part of the physical pleasure of Shabbos, it's also a mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos. Okay? There's a famous discussion. Is there also a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos? So we always talk about Onik Shabbos, right? Rambam says, Rambam just mentions Zohar Shara, the Derises, and Kavod and Onik, the Divrei Sofer. How about Simcha? Is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos? So I was sitting at the Shabbos table a few weeks ago, singing Zmiris, singing Baruch El Elyon, like a good Jew, and all of a sudden, I don't know how many years have I been singing, I say to myself, oh, give up. Oineg v'gam simcha. It says in the Zmiris that not only is there a mitzvah of oineg, there are other places in the Zmiris where we mention simcha, by the way, right? Menucha v'simcha, right? Oh, we'll get to that in a moment, right? Yom zel Yisrael oira v'simcha. There are other places. This one hit me. This says beferish. Oineg v'gam simcha. Not only is there a mitzvah of oineg on Shabbos, that everybody knows, that's beferish. V'gam simcha is also a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, right? As was mentioned, we say in the Shabbos davening, Yismachu Malchuscha, right? So the Makor, the source for all of that, clearly seems to be, and by Yismachu Malchuscha, the Beis Yosef, Shtei Beferish, and Simen Reish Pei Aleph, on the Torah there, says the Beis Yosef, the Makor, the source for this, is a Sifri. There's one main source, the only source. Not the only source, I'll mention another one in a moment. But the Iker source is a Sifri on Parshas Baal Loischa, very famous Sifri, that says on the Pasuk, Uviyayim Simchaschem Elu HaShabbosos. Rashi doesn't bring this Sifri. It's not even brought in Rashi on Ala Torah, right? The Sifri, right? Elu HaShabbosos. So this seems to be the Makar for Simcha on Shabbos. There's actually another one. I found another makar. This is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says like this, Yerushalmi in Megillah, that talks about what happens if Purim falls out on Shabbos. Right? So when do you make the Suda? Right? So says Yerushalmi, Yudalid Shecholios B'Shabbos, Osin HaSeuda B'Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh. Right? We're Nohag, right? When Shushan Purim falls, we're there on Sunday. Says you make a Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh. But this is what I want to focus on. Why? Mishum d'chsiv yemei mishteh v'simcha. Because it says by Purim, yemei mishteh v'simcha. Yotza Shabbos shesimchosoi bidei shamay. Right? I create Purim as yedei mishteh v'simcha. So this is the exclusion of Shabbos shesimchosoi bidei shamayim. The simcha of Shabbos is bidei shamayim. And therefore, we have to do it another day that we're going to create this day of Mishteh v'Simcha. So you see, Mamish Beferish, that there's an Indian of Simcha on Shabbos. I saw some say it's not literal, but that's what the Yerushalmi says. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So you see that there seems to be not only Oineg, but there's also Begam Simcha. However, we all know that Lehalacha, it's not so. Lehalacha, it's not so. And probably the classic expression of the fact that it's not so is the Mishnah in Moed Katan. The Mishnah in Moed Katan says, don't have it in front of me, Mishnah in Moed Katan says, Shabbos oilin v'ein mafsikin, regalin mafsikin v'ein oilin. Which means, very simply, that on, we'll start with the second, regalim, in order to make the point. If someone is nifter, Rachman Latzon Olen, if someone's nifter on a regel, so you know the halacha is that day, right, doesn't count towards the shiva, wait till after the regel, and that's when the shiva begins, right? But the regal itself is eino ole. It doesn't count. It's not part of the. It's not part of the shiva, right? Umafsikin. If someone is nifta before a regal, right? If someone is nifta before a regal, then the regal comes and it's mafsik. It stops the shiva. Shabbos oilin. The Mishnah says Shabbos counts. Counts as part of the shiva. They mafsik it, and it doesn't stop. It doesn't interrupt and end the shiva. It keeps going. And the reason is, very simply, it's because on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of simcha. There's a mitzvah of simcha. And you can't have the simcha avails together at the same time, and therefore, on the regular, it's eino oile and it's mafsik. And Shabbos, on the other hand, right, there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, right? There's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. And therefore, it counts for the Avelus. It's not a stira, it's not a contradiction. You can have Shabbos, you can have Avelus together. They don't contradict each other, it doesn't cancel out the Avelus, because there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. So you see, Pashtus, there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. Yet, there's so many references to the notion, to the idea of there being some element of Simcha on Shabbos, in addition to the mitzvah of Oinik, and as we said, right, that's a Beferish Sifri. So I saw a very, very chashuv seder. You saw the Yeshurun by Rav Gedalia Felder. So he brings, I missed it, but I saw it, Sfasemis. Well, brings a Sfasemis. Now there's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah that deals with the issue of when you have a yontif, that the first day of yontif is Shabbos, how are you makayim, the first day of yontif is Shabbos, how can I be makayim the mitzvah of simcha? Why? What's the problem? Why can't I be makayim the mitzvah of simcha? The reason is because we're makayim the mitzvah of simcha through eating the kachin, basar shalom, shalmei simcha. And you can't bring it on Shabbos. You only bring it on yontif. And there's a halacha, so if you might say, so what's the big deal? You bring it before, right? Bring the carbon the day before, and you're leaving on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the hang of the first day Yom Tov, I'm being Makai in the midst of Simcha. So it doesn't work that way. Why doesn't it work? Because there's a halacha that you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. Right? The Zvicha has to be B'Shah Simcha. So if you're bringing it before Yom Tov, it's not B'Shah Simcha. Can't just be that I'm eating, you know, some leftover Basar Kachim. It has to be that the Zvicha, the Shechit, the Shechting of the carbon has to be on the time, on the day of during Yom Tov, on the time when I'm bringing the carbon. So the Sfasemes says like this. This is in Sukkis. If you want to take a look in Sfasemes on Sukkis and Simin Tov Reish Samech, the Diur Ramaslas Dalin Minim. He's talking about the mitzvah there of Dalin Minim. He says there's a difference between the Simcha of Shabbos and the Simcha of Yom Tov. He says the Simcha of Shabbos is an essential simcha in the day. Uviyoyim simchastam elu hashabasa. That's the simcha of Shabbos. I saw some of the Achronim bring down what this notion of simcha. Listen, on Shabbos we have a neshama yaseira. Right? How can we not be joy? How can we not be happy? How can we not be samer? Memela there's a simcha. There's an automatic, essential simcha to the day of Shabbos. And even the words of Yerushalmi, I want that, the Simcha on Shabbos is, Bidei Shamayim He. Right? It's Bidei Shamayim. That's the Simcha on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, we have to create the Simcha. On Yom Tov, the Torah says, V'somachta B'chagecha. We create the Simcha, whether it's with the mitzvah Dalet Minim, that's what he's talking about Dalet Minim, right? We're ma'orer the Simcha, we have to bring about, we have to stimulate, we have to bring about the Simcha through our own action, eating Basar Kachim, maybe the Tosfos HaLevi says Ksus Nikia, right? Or as we said, some of the mitzvahs Hayom, like Dalet Minim, we have to create the Simcha on Yom Tov. So Mela, there is an actual mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. Masha'en Ki on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of Simcha per se on Yom Tov. There's no act that we have to do, which is an act of Simcha on Shabbos, which is why the halacha by Shabbos is Oilin V'Yein Mavsikin, right? But Me'idach Disa, it's Oinig V'Gam Simcha, Me'idach Disa, the whole state of Shabbos, the whole day of Shabbos, the Nisham Yaseir that we have on Shabbos, Me'mele creates a B'day Shamayim aspect of a Yom Simcha as well as a Yom Shabbos.
Right.